Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is tonight's episode of Sister Talk, and I am your host, Ciola J. Abram. Tonight is Thursday, April the 13th. It is 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are here yet again. It's incredibly amazing how fast time is going. It seems like only yesterday that we did last week's show, which was on the power of purpose. And it was a pretty interesting show. Those of you who tuned in last week, we had an episode where there was a fire hazard in the home and we had to get out. We had the fire trucks, the fire chief, and various firemen. It was an interesting show, but a very good show. So if you tuned in last week, I want to say thank you. If you're tuning in tonight, I want to say thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen in. And as I always say on our show is I want to thank you for taking the time because I recognize and realize that 7 p.m. is a prime time. And it's the time that I would imagine that most are home, if not preparing dinner, you're eating dinner and spending time with your family, be it your spouse, your children, or both. And so we don't take it for granted that you have taken the time to tune in and listen in to Sister Talk. I am not sure, but I think this is our 9th episode, if I'm not mistaken, our 9th or 10th episode, if I'm not mistaken. And so, again, my name is Ciola J. Abram, and I am your host if you're just tuning in. And you're listening to Sister Talk on Sisters Radio. It's our Blog Talk radio show. And we are on every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Well, guys, ladies and gentlemen, you are in for another awesome episode of Sister Talk. Now, let's do that. Let me just let you share a little bit with you about who tonight's guest is. And our guest is Prophetess Bree Trigg out of Phoenix, Arizona. And when I tell you that you're in for another episode, awesome episode of Sister Talk, believe me when I tell you that you are. I'll tell you a little bit more about Sister Bree, but let me tell you what tonight's topic is, the real you, the real you. Have you ever been rejected and left feeling dejected? Dejected is a feeling of sadness and depression. If you or anyone you know has ever experienced being rejected or the feeling of rejection and were left to feel dejected, you definitely want to tune in to tonight's show. We're going to talk about what happens when you take on the image of others. We're going to talk about where is the real you hiding? Where is the real you hiding? My. Yes, it's going to be a great show. And these shows just seem to get better and better. Or in using my incorrect and bad English, they just keep getting gooder and gooder. Yes. My Lord, when I learned Prophetess Bree was our guest on Sister Talk tonight, I thought to myself, God means business. Ooh-wee, does he mean business. In my Bishop T.D. Jakes voice, get ready. This is going to be an awesome show. So again, if you know anyone who has ever dealt with the feeling of being rejected or dejected at any point or time in life, tonight's show is certainly one you'll want to tune into. So text them, get them on the line, share the link, share the telephone number, and tell them to get on. We're going to be here for the next 55 minutes. Again, our guest for tonight will be Prophetess Bree Trigg, and Sister Bree will share her heart on a few matters that are very important to her. And I know without the shadow of a doubt that you will certainly be encouraged tonight. All right, so Sister Bree is a wonderful woman of God, and I know her personally. She has a genuine heart, and she is as real as they come. And when I tell you this prophetess pulls no punches, and she is very serious when it comes to God and her reverence for him, And I'm here to tell you, personally, that is one of the reasons why I love her so much, and I truly respect her as a true woman of God. She is not about promoting herself, but rather she genuinely loves God and speaks only, hear me when I say only, the truth. She is truly my kind of woman of God. She doesn't sugarcoat anything or anyone. And I'm here to tell you that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful characteristic to have. And she backs everything up with the truth of God's word. If you get a word from Prophetess Bree, you better straight from the word of God. It doesn't get any better than that, folks. It really doesn't get any better than that. So tune in. Call your friends, text them, send them the link, share the phone number, and tell them to tune in to tonight's show. It is going to be awesome. All right, give me about 30 more seconds of your time here, and then we'll get Prophetess Breon. I just want to let you all know that I am excited to let you know that my first stage play, From Female to Woman to Lady, who was co-written by an awesome friend, a sister who I love, Michelle McLaurin-Turner, who is the co-writer and director. I think she's the co-writer and co-director of, I know she's the co-writer. I'm not sure if she's the co-director of Restored Me, the movie Restored Me. Wonderful movie that was in theaters this past summer. And we are excited that the stage play that God gave me over 8 years ago, From Female to Woman to Lady, will be debuting at the Empress Theater in Vallejo, California. For more information, that's Saturday, May 13th, the day before Mother's Day. Grab your mothers, your sisters, your wives, your aunties, and bring them on out. Husbands, you come too. Brothers, you come too. This is going to be a phenomenal stage play, all to the glory of God, and we encourage you to come out. Grab the mothers in your life and bring them out the day before Mother's Day for an awesome lunch, and then bring them on over to the stage play. For more information, look at our website at female2woman2lady.com, female2woman2lady.com. Lastly but not least, we have our fourth annual women's conference that's coming up on Friday, June 23rd, and Saturday, June 24th, in awesome and wonderful Sacramento, California. This is our fourth annual Living Life and Loving It Women's Conference. The fourth annual. God is good. God is good. Friday, June 23rd, and Saturday, June 24th. Friday night is a night of worship. It will start at 6 p.m. and go until 10 p.m. And Saturday, it is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. To get more information on that, visit our website at www.eoanew.org. All righty, that concludes our messages. Again, I am Ciola J. Abram. I am your host for tonight's Sister Talk episode. And you are listening to Sisters Radio on Sisters Blog Talk Radio Show. All right. So we are 10 seconds from bringing on our awesome woman of God, Prophetess Bree. If you have any questions for Prophetess Bree or myself, you can send them via email to info@sceoanew, and we will certainly try to get to your questions before Prophetess Bree and I get off the air. All right. So let's bring on our awesome Sister Bree. This is going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Hold on while we get Sister Bree on the line. Hold on. We're having a bit of difficulty here. Give us a couple of more seconds. We'll be right there. Sister Bree.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, sis. I can. Sorry about the slight technical difficulty we were having there. The computer was freezing up.
Well, that's okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Sister Bree, I am so honored to have you on Sister Blog Talk Radio Show. You are my dear sister, and well, you know how I feel about you. You're my big sister, and I'm looking forward to what God has to do tonight and what he has to say. Amen?
Amen. Amen. It's truly an honor and a privilege to be here on Sister Talk. I just give Hey, God Almighty, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I give him all glory tonight. So we just ask that the Spirit of the Lord just have his way here in our conversation, if that's okay.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with that, Sister Bree. We definitely want God to take the helm and do what he does best. We surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How good it is for us to get together in the spirit of unity. So thank you for having me.
Oh, Sister Bree, it's an honor. It's an honor. And for those of you who don't know, Sister Bree is like a big spiritual sister to me. I call her Sister Bree. But for those of us who are listening in, this is Prophetess Bree, mighty woman of God, powerful, awesome prophetess of God. And we just want to, again, let you all know who you're listening to. You're listening to Prophetess Bree Trigg out of Phoenix, Arizona. All right, Sister Bree, let's get started here with Sister Talk.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So, Sister Bree, I have a couple of questions. I know your heart. I know you are truly a lover of God. And I just want to ask, what is on your heart tonight concerning the people of God?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad you asked me. What's on my heart is the people of God, saved and unsaved, coming to a true relationship and coming to the identity of who they really are in Christ. Many people are lost, just lost. And that's a burden in my heart. It's something that burns every day, and coming into just accepting who God has created them to be.
Wow. So a lot of people are, if I'm hearing you correctly, a lot of people don't really know who they are, and that is something that just burns within your heart. So there's an identity crisis.
Yes, ma'am. You know, we have, without salvation, without the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ, and coming back to, you know, knowing who Christ is, you know, we have people that are lost and just following the ways of the world. Following the ways that the world dictates and tell them who they are. So, yeah, it's just about getting free and being liberated in Christ Jesus and walking in their true identity. So that's what burns in my heart, whether it's in the church or whether it's in the world, just coming into your real identity, who God really called you to be. Many times people don't identify with only, you know, they need to be affirmed by others. And so this causes us a great, great confusion in the world. And we have a lot of little clones running around. And the world is changing so much and at such a rapid pace until people are just spinning their wheels and never coming into a conclusion. And there's never any gratification because the identity, there's an identity crisis, and the true identity is in Christ Jesus. The light has to turn on before we can identify who we really are. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Okay, Sister Bree. So I had a series of questions that I use as guidelines, but we're just going to flow in the spirit. I heard you say something about cloning. You said we had a lot of little clones running around here. Can you expound on that, talk a little more about this issue with cloning and people not truly being representative of who they truly are in Christ because of them not knowing their identity? What is the danger in that?
Well, first of all, what happens is there's an image. The world gives us an image. What is acceptable, what is not accepted. What is the okay and the norm, and what is not the okay and what is not the norm. So when I use the terminology cloning, then we become little, you know, just like a manufacturer shop. You know, you go and you say, okay, you know, you make a dress and you make a carbon copy of 100 dresses, praise God. And then everybody looks, you know, manufactured. Everyone looks alike. There's a duplication and a duplication and a duplication. And so Christ, he never created all of us alike, you know. He made all of us wonderful in his image, and he created us different. So we look different. We have different personalities. We have different purposes to be here in this earth. And the danger in becoming a clone is because you're walking in somebody else's identity, and it's stolen identity. That's what it is. And so the danger is that you get arrested when you commit a crime. And so when you walk in someone else's identity, you created a spiritual crime, because that's not who God calls you to be. So now you are an imposter. Now you are pretending, and you're not even conscious, because the world has dictated and said, this is acceptable. You're in the in crowd now, you know. So this is what we're looking at in the world, and this is what is really tearing my heart and the heart of God apart, because God is shaking his head. And, no, this is not who you are, but the world is saying this is how you are. We have more cosmetic doctors in the world today than ever before. Amen. You can look like whoever you want to look like. And so when I use the word clone, yes, you can be manufactured. If I want to look like Tyra Banks, they can do some things if my paper is my money right. And so the world system, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, tells us that we have to look like this. I have to be a size 5. I have to have a pointy, skinny nose. My eyes have to be shaped a certain way, and my cheekbones have to stand up and they have to pop. Amen. I have to live in a certain community. I have to drive a certain car to be accepted. And so what happens is we become slaves to this world system, and we become We spend 5-10 years so we can get the American dream. And so by the time you get the car, it just went out of style. By the time you get the house in that neighborhood, thank you, Jesus, there's another neighborhood, an upgrade, where the world is always changing. But Jesus Christ will never change. The things that God gave you will never change. I just want to share, if I can,
absolutely.
You have to be saved. You have to be born again. The scripture tells us in John 3:3, unless a man is born again, he can't even see the kingdom of God. So you really are spiritually dead. You have to have an awakening, a new birth. You have to be birthed again. And so when we accept Christ Jesus, there's another birth. You come alive. Amen. And you begin to.
Amen.
You begin. It's like you're a new person in the world, and things of the world does not matter anymore. We become to see the reality of I don't have to have a house over here to be content. Amen. I don't have to drive this type of car. And so when you accept Christ and you're born again, what happens is the spirit of freedom. Liberty comes upon you. There's a scripture that says in Galatians 5:1, be not entangled in the yoke of bondage, again, where Christ has set us free.
Yes.
And once Christ sets us free, we're free indeed. And so we don't have to live in the pressures of, if I'm not going to be in the clique, I'm not going to be in the club, if I don't do it this way. And you have people that can't sleep at night. You have people that are restless, and they have stomach problems and ulcers and loss of hair and just no quality of life, because one little thing is driving them, but they want to be affirmed by others. They want to be accepted by others. And if they're not accepted by others, they feel rejected. Thank you, Jesus. They start to feel rejected. And most of the world, we know what rejection feels like. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was rejected. So he knows what it feels like. But it's really a blessing when you're rejected. That's where we got to get to the place. Get to your personal testimony. Spent a large time of my life feeling rejected. Rejected. And rejection, we know, is just when we're not accepted by others. The status quo of others, rejection. And so we feel like an outcast. Amen. Probably like the lepers felt in the Bible. You know, what's wrong with me? And that could be rejected from your job, rejected from a mate, your man, rejected from your parents, rejected from your school peers, rejected from your the sports, you know, that you try to make. You know, just reject it, reject it. I'm not good enough. I don't fit. It seems as though I don't fit. Everywhere I go, I know I'm a piece of this puzzle in life. But you don't find the fit because you don't have the light to guide you until your destiny and the place that where God wants to plug you into. So God, he's the GPS system. And so a lot of people go through life, and when you really feel rejected, then it comes dejection. You feel depressed. Amen? So we have a lot of people that are really depressed, and then so what happens is they lose passion. They don't have any gas. They don't have any energy. They're just existing with no purpose. That's what depression does. It's a deeply thought. It's a thought, and it's deeply pressed into the mind. And when things get deeply pressed in, it becomes a weight. Okay? And weights pull you down. And that's why when we get in Christ Jesus, he tells us to lay aside every weight. You know, the weight and the sins that so easily beset us. Depression. It's an oppressing spirit. It's something that's making us feel like there's nothing I can do. There's nothing that I can do. And so what I wanted to tell you, I'm going to give you the floor back because I think I've gotten ahead of you, way ahead of you. And so
you are right.
I'm
going to
let you take this wheel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got a word for somebody tonight. I got a word for somebody tonight because, see, that person I'm talking about is me. You know, you can spend a lifetime and be lost. You can spend a whole lifetime feeling rejected and lost. You know, it's kind of like, where's Waldo? And you become, you've rejected from the world and from the people and the status quo for so long until you believe the lie. You believe the lie. And so when you begin to back into the lie, guess what? You start rejecting yourself. Amen? Yes.
Amen.
You begin to reject yourself, you know? And then you find yourself doing everything for everybody but you. And you don't believe nothing anyone says positive about you. You become one big negative ball in the world, one big negative energy. Praise God. Glory to God. I know about depression. I walked in depression for 10 years. I understand what it does. It's a robber and a thief. It'll take the very life that God gave us. And God gave us, he said, pursue, possess, take dominion over the earth. Praise God.
We have
the power from Christ Jesus, but we have to be saved. We have to give it over to him. And then he'll begin to show you he created us in his image from the very beginning. From the very beginning. And what God showed me, I hope this helps somebody tonight. The real you is better than the fake you. It's more interesting than the fake you. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You know, we can just really get free because the real you, sister, is always interesting than the fake you. Because the real you is the expression, is the real expression of God. Amen. Amen. So God said over, this is what the Lord said in Philippians 2:13. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Amen.
That's right.
So
amen.
God wants to do his good pleasure in us. But he can't do his good pleasure if we can't accept who we are. Amen?
Amen.
So,
amen.
By the time we come to recognize I've been an imposter, the real you has been talking to the real you all the time. You know, hey, will you slow down? Will you listen to me? But we don't listen to that inner voice on the inside, which is the real you. Glory to God. And so that's what the war is. Your flesh warring against your spirit, man. You look in the mirror and you say, oh, my nose is so big. And the real you is saying, you look so beautiful. Amen. This is what God created. I'm the very image of God. He constructed this just as he wanted to. You know, it's just like when you look at the lily of the fields, you look at the rose bushes, you look at different kind of plants all over the world, and it's just beauty. Everything is different, different shades, different colors, different textures. Hallelujah. And that's how we are as women of God. We are made different, where some of us are tall, some of us are short. Some of us have tight eyes, and some of us have almond eyes, and some of us have walnut eyes. But whatever it is, thank you, Jesus, we're made in this image. And what we have to do is say, Lord, I thank you for what you gave me. Lord, I thank you for being who I am. Amen. And when you, when all those things, you start, you start shifting your priorities. When you begin to accept who you really are, things will begin to flow. Your life will begin to flow. Joy will come. I'm telling you, passion will come. And you'll be able to move. The activities in your limbs will be able to move. Everything will become vibrant again. Life will come. Amen. You know, I spent that time being depressed. And the enemy stole those 10 years from me. But when I began to truly understand who I am, many times we look at our reputation and our families. Well, you know, my father was a drunk. My mother, she was just, you know, a homemaker. We really didn't have a lot of money. We were dysfunctional. We were raised in the ghetto. So there's a negative image right there. But you didn't. I didn't think about all the good morals, the good Christian morals that my mother gave me. I didn't think about the integrity that my father, who couldn't read and write, I didn't think about the steadfastness that he placed in me. So we have to embrace what we have, who we are, and we have to tell our stories as they really are.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day,
favorite
is not fair. I'll give you the floor.
Amen and hallelujah. I knew tonight was going to be powerful because I know you, Sister Bree, and I know you to be a non-sugarcoating, shooting straight from the hip woman of God. And that's what I love so much about you, raw and uncut. And that's what we need nowadays. We need raw and uncut. We need truth without tradition. We need real women of God, real men of God that's going to stand up and speak the truth and not go back to all that tradition and all of that foolishness that we do. So let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it 100 here tonight. And I want to go back because I like what you said when you talked about early on, you talked about identity, an identity crisis. You talked about spiritual theft. I thought that was powerful. And you talked about the danger in that. And I just want to kind of recap a few of those things. You know, so many times, so often people are walking in another, like you said, another person's image.
Yes.
All the clones that we have walking around. I had, you know, people tell me that you're going to carry a part of my spirit. You're going to carry this. And I said, no, excuse me, I'm not. I carry the spirit of the living God. Right? We have to be too careful with that because so often we're trying to be everybody else. I like what you said, too, about, you know, we got so many people. The plastic surgeon, the doctor that you talked about, I said, oh, my God, I'm sitting over here about to lose my mind as I'm listening to you because I know it's helping somebody tonight. I know it has liberated somebody tonight. I know somebody was set free tonight. Somebody that's been walking in trying to be somebody else, not satisfied with how they look, not satisfied with how they speak, not satisfied with how they do. And then we wonder why we don't see the power of God, because we don't allow the power of God to move within us, because we don't even have the power of God. You can't get power from false identity. You can only get power from the truth. And God is the only truth. So if you don't get to God, right, if you don't get to God and find out who you are, you talked about the manufacturing. So we got a lot of reproductions of other stuff that ain't true, when we need to go to the one who created us to find out who we really are, so we can walk in the truth of who we are, so that we can walk in the power that God has given us.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. We're trying to be everybody else. We're trying to be the Kim Kardashians. We're trying to be the Beyoncés, and we're not walking in who God created us to be, first and foremost, because we won't even submit. We won't even surrender.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right? We're trying to get power from everybody else, but power comes from God and only God.
Only God. Only God. Only the Most High God.
This is what happened.
Amen.
Yes. This is what happens when you get two prophetess together. We often talk about coming together in power, and this is what happens. This is for the listeners listening in. When Sister Bria and I get together, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Real women of God, and I say this with all humility, because we got too many false people out there walking. We got too many people out there proclaiming and calling themselves this, that, or the other. Be careful the tree in which you're sitting up under. You better look at the fruit it's bearing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's a prophetic word right there. I want to just jump in here and let you know that when you say be careful, I understand you say, because something hit my spirit there when you said the identity, because what happens is when you become the real you, you got about 2,000, 5,000 people that are just like you. See, because God knew what he was doing when he made you, because somebody needs you to get free. Amen. Somebody got the same defects that you got. Somebody got the same problems that you thought you had. And so by just keeping it real and being the real you, as you said, it was interesting when you said about the Kardashians and they're trying to be the Juanita Bynum. But you know what? God made us all different. And if we can just let this world, this light shine, as you said, as we can let it shine the way God instituted it, then a whole lot of people could get free and wake up. Amen.
Amen.
I think the best part about us sisters is we franchise the Chinese people. We give them all our money. We wear all these weeds and all these wigs and all this stuff. Amen. And we're a culture of people that God called us to be natural. Now, I'm guilty, out your name, man. But you know what? I was in the wig store, and the Spirit of the Lord said, now, see, if you stop giving these people your money, they're hijacking you. What would happen if every sister, you said this is sister talk, right?
Right,
every sister.
Sister,
we just got together in the whole nation and said, you know what? For a whole month, let's not patronize any wig stores. Let's not patronize. Let's not spend none of our money. Don't you know they probably would go bankrupt? We have more power than we think, because God, He gives us power to get wealth. Amen. But we have to be purified. And I don't mean to get off the subject, so we're going to go back to identity and rejection and all that good stuff. Thank you, Jesus. But these are sisters. Come on, girls. Come on. You know, we need to celebrate each other. I mean, I'm not afraid to ever give anybody a compliment. Hey, girl, you rocking it. That looks good on you. I'm not gay. And, you know, we got to learn how to really embrace each other as sisters, especially sisters in the Lord and of the Most High, you know, and put away every evil thought. Just because you don't speak it, it's in your mind. You're still guilty. God, He read your thought. God read that evil thought. So let us not even think evil of each other. Let us think what is good, what is acceptable. Yes. Let us esteem each other higher than ourselves.
Yes,
and
yes.
when we do that, when we build our sister up, we're building ourselves up. because you're a reflection of me. And I'm a reflection
of
you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
We only fool ourselves. We fool ourselves. We fool ourselves when we're not ourselves. We're in a fool's paradise. We are in a fool's paradise. Amen.
Amen. I think that's... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sister. I've talked too much.
No, you know, you don't. I love listening to you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We got about 23 minutes. Amen and hallelujah. Amen and hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I really want to just thank you, Sister Bree, for saying what you said about sisters celebrating each other. Because we really do need to celebrate each other, regardless of our nationality. But we really do need to celebrate each other because we're all children of the Most High God. And I often try to talk to, everybody who knows me knows I'm all about celebrating sisters. I'm all about encouraging each other, lifting each other up, motivating each other. You know, I have no jealousy because how can you be jealous?
Yes.
You know, when you, like you said, Sister Bree, when you have the truth of who you are, you know, I always tell people, I'm no better than you. I'm no better than anyone else. I'm just different. Not better.
Yes.
Because God created us all in his image. He created us unique, but our image is all supposed to be like him.
Peculiar.
Loving and kind and every, a peculiar people. And that goes back to
what you said
about identity crisis. You know, if you really understood who your Lord and Savior was, if you really understood who Abba, your Father, was, if you really had the truth of who he was first and foremost, then you would have the truth of who you are, and you wouldn't have to be trying to be everybody else, because you would understand who you are, you would understand whose you are, and then furthermore, you would understand your purpose, so you don't have people that can't find their purpose because they ain't connected to the purpose giver. They ain't connected to the purpose giver because they not have not identified who he is.
That's good. Now that's rich right there.
So
now that's good.
We need to come on now. We need to get back to the truth. We need to get to the truth.
Yes. Yes. You know, sister, when you say celebrate, we're talking about the celebration. But we knew what the word of God said in the Ecclesiastics. And 9 and 11, he said, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to
Come
the strong,
now.
Neither the bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill. But watch this. He said, but time and chance happens to them
Come on.
So, you know, we have to understand. I got to support you in your season because my time will come. You got to, if you're untimely fruit anyway, nothing's going to produce anyway. If you're moving out of time, then nothing's going to, you can try to make it work, but it's not going to work anyway. So why not just keep it real low and support each other until your time comes? Amen. And God will win your season. Then God will reveal what he needs to reveal in you. And so I bless God because all the treasures that are inside of you, prophetess, they belong to you. All the treasures, when we were created, every woman, every sister, you got some treasures deep down on the inside. But we're earthen treasures. We're earthen vessels with hidden treasures. Those treasures are hidden. I'm looking to you to try to look successful and be, as I said before, cloning myself after you. Well, she looks successful in the way she did this, so I'll do it the way she did it. But I got to understand that I'm not built like you. The treasures and the tools that I have are not the same treasures and tools that you have. And so what works for you will not work for me. But if I really want to know what's down on the inside of me, I got to go back to Jesus. And I got to let the light of Christ shine deep in me. And the lighter the light gets, the closer you draw to God, the lighter the light will get, and the more you'll see about you. You'll say, I didn't know I had this in me. I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know I can do that. Because you begin to understand who you really are and your real identity and what lies within you. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that's good. Glory to God. So we got to start looking within. Look within. That's where it is. That's where the gift is. That's where everything that God gave you. It's down on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I didn't mean to preach, but I got a little happy right there. Because once the Lord began to tell me that the real you is more interesting than the fake you, I began to take off the mask. Hallelujah.
Hey.
I'm not talking about makeup and a wig. I'm talking about the masked heart, the mask.
Come on, fear now.
That was down on the inside, the intimidation, the timidness, the fear of being rejected. Amen. It's okay to be rejected now. You can reject me right now because I'm whole and I'm healed and I'm healthy in Christ Jesus.
My Lord.
Glory
my
to God.
Lord.
Bless the
Take
name
off
of Jesus.
The mask. Yes, Lord. And I ain't talking about the makeup or the wig. I'm talking about what the mask of the heart. Sister Bree, that was powerful.
Circumcised, yes.
See, that's superficial. The mask with the makeup and the wig, that's superficial.
Yes.
God's trying to get to the heart of the matter. He's trying to get to the heart of the matter.
Come on.
What's
come
really
on.
Going on in there? I need to get to the
truth.
See, we try to cover it up. We try to get superficial. We try to dress it up, spray it up, and make it up. And God is saying, I'm not interested in your exterior. I'm interested in your heart. I'm interested in the heart of the matter. I'm trying to get to the heart. I'm trying to purify the heart. What's really going on in there?
Yes.
And that's
and
the problem.
Though,
we're not getting to the root of the problem. Go ahead, Sister Bree. What's the reason?
But can I say the reason that that God can't get to the root because of rejection? Because once you've been rejected, then you fear. You don't trust anybody. You can't trust God. I can't trust you because if I let you get in this area where I'm vulnerable, where I was hurt when I was a little girl, when this happened to me, when my daddy said I wasn't nothing, when all these things happened to me, I have these things suppressed in the lower in the dungeon of my heart. These things are locked away. And no, you can't come in here. Because every time I decide I'm going to trust somebody, they go and tell my story to somebody else. They don't keep it. Glory to God. But we have the Father. We have God Almighty. That said we can get our secrets to Him. We can get free. He wants to take your trash. You know, I want to tell you about this concept of a pearl, what God gave me. I heard the word pearls in a dungeon one time. And what God was saying is, and when you look at that oyster and it let its secretions out, and you know, the toxic part of the oyster, hallelujah, it goes down into the bottom of the sea. And you look at it as waste, the oyster. You know, but that waste, that trash, that rejection turns into a beautiful pearl. So God has a way of taking the waste and the trash, the things that the pearl has released, okay? The things that the pearl has thrown out as no good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That form a beautiful pearl. I thank God that the women of God, we're pearls. We are beautiful. We're beautiful. We're made in His image. And so I wanted to share that. I don't know, I want somebody to hear that. That
Amen.
Nothing has happened to you in your past that can dictate to you your future. We may have spent a lot of time in bondage. That's why my heart is so connected to people that are bound, women that are bound, women that are not walking in their true identity. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to sever that and set the captives free and loose the bands of the wicked. And I believe God has anointed me for such a time as this. I bless God, and I thank you for having me on your show. I'm going to give the floor back over to you.
Praise God, praise God. Sister Bree, my Lord, what an awesome.
He's
ready.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
God. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know we have a lot of women, men too, possibly listening in. I know there's a few listening in.
Hallelujah.
And tonight we've been talking about rejection and being dejected. And we talked about not really coming into who you truly are in God, walking in the truth of who you are. Sister Bree,
yes.
We have about 9 minutes.
Yes.
I know that the Spirit of the Lord is with you, and I know God may have more words for somebody out there. For those who are masking the pain, those who are masking the fear, those who are walking around in clones of everyone else but the true them, those who are walking in false power because they're walking in a false image, what does God want to say to them tonight? How do they get free from rejection? Because you said you walked in it for 10 years, and to listen to you tonight, we know that there is a God. To listen to you tonight, we know that there is a deliverer. There is a redeemer. What does the person listening tonight saying, I hear everything you saying, but I'm still fearful. I'm still afraid of being hurt. I still don't know who I am. I want to walk in the truth that I hear you talking about. I want to walk in that power. How do I get there? How do I do that? Tell them how to do it, Sister Bree.
Hallelujah. You have to cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a particular scripture in 2 Samuel and 22, and it's one of my favorite in King David. He says, I cried unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hmm. And there's a description. And he heard my cry. He was in a deep place.
Hallelujah.
He was in a dark place. But he said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. And the Lord will hear your cry. The Lord knows a sincere cry. He says in the Psalm 51 that, hallelujah, a contrite heart and a broken heart is well with him. The Lord knows what you're carrying. The Lord knows what's deep down inside of you. As he said in Jeremiah 1, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. Hey, glory to God. If he knew you, he already identified with who you are. He knows your end to your beginning. Glory to God. And you say, How do I do this thing? You have to trust in the Lord. I know you're saying, hey, I can't trust. Well, I'm going to give you a mandate tonight. Glory to God. Mm. You have no choice. You've got to get free. Let me tell you what fear will do. Fear will take you to hell. Glory to God.
Mm.
And it won't show up with you. Glory to God. Because fear will be back behind on the earth, keeping somebody else in bondage. But Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to loose you and me. I got loose by reading the Word of God. The Word of God is a two-edged sword. It's sharp, it cuts, and it divides the joints from the bones, the marrow from the bones. Praise God. It's a discerner of the very thoughts that you think before they come out. Listen, God said, I know the thoughts that I think of you, thoughts of good and not evil, and to give you an expected end in the name of Jesus. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If you can read it in the Word, then it belongs to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you want the favor of God, you got to have some faith. F-A-I-T-H. This is what the Lord spoke to me to get me free. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So first of all, you got to get a good dose of faith. And what faith produces, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith, the F, I'm going to give you the acronym for faith. F, I took, and the Lord said that the F stands for favor. You'll get favor when you have faith. A stands for the anointing. The anointing will come upon your life when you have faith. I stands for identity. Mm. You will find your identity in Christ Jesus when you have faith. T stands for timing. You'll learn to move in his timing, and you won't have to be an imposter. H stands for the hand of God, and the hand of God upon your life. So when you have faith, you will have the favor of God, the anointing of God, the identity of God, the timing of God, and the hand of God upon your life. But without faith, I say, I'm warning you, you have no choice but to walk in your true identity. I read this scripture, and I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to close. If you will not walk in faith, if you stay fearful, there's a penalty that you must pay. Now, I'm going to Revelation 21 and verse 8, and this is what was said, but I'm going to back up to 7. I know we're out of time, but I got to get this to somebody. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But catch this warning. Woe unto you. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderer, and the whoremonger, and the sorcerer, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire, and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, this scripture was the one that broke me free from fear, being afraid. Out of all the things he named, and God speaks in chronological order, and all the things that he said, he spoke harshly against the fearful. That's the first thing on this list in verse 8. But to the fearful, the unbelieving, that's something that God Almighty frowned down on very hard. You heard the penalty. It's death. We don't want to end up in a lake of fire. God wants us to be who he called us to be. Get rid of that fear. You have no choice. And walk in faith so you can produce the favor, the anointing, identity, timing, and the hand of God in your life. May God bless you.
My dear sister, how I love you and appreciate you. God is so amazing and so awesome. I thank you, Prophetess Bree, for being with us tonight on Sister Talk. I thank you for dropping the word of God tonight. I thank you for bringing the word of truth. I thank you for your prophetic anointing. I thank God, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, all those who were listening in tonight, I know the word has penetrated their hearts. I know tonight that someone has been set free and delivered, and I praise God and bless God for it. Wow, wow, and wow. All right, people. If you can recover from that, because I know that was awesome, and I know that was powerful, and I know that your whole mindset has been changed. I know that your spirit, I know, has been quickened and awakened tonight by the very word of God. Again, we have had Prophetess Bree Trigg out of Phoenix, Arizona, joining us tonight on Sister Talk. Prophetess Bree, I just want to thank you, my dear sister, for taking the time to join us, for allowing God to use you as he always does, and for releasing his word tonight. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Indeed. To God be the glory. All right, listeners, it's 7:55 Pacific Standard Time. We have about 5 minutes before we're going to go off air. I'm going to say a few words, and then I'm going to ask Sister Bree to take us out in prayer. So I just want to remind all those, you have been listening to Sister Talk, and I am your host, Theola J. Abram. I am here every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the guests on each show, they're selected by God. I don't sit back and figure out. I pray about it, and God does what he does best. He leads, guides, and directs through the power of the Holy Spirit all of us who listen and who surrender to all that is truth and all that is right. So I thank you again for listening in tonight. I just want to remind you all, if you weren't on earlier when we first came on live, I just want to remind you that We are honored to be debuting the play that God gave over 8 years ago, From Female to Woman to Lady. It debuts on Saturday, May 13th at the Empress Theater in Vallejo, California. It's Female to Woman to Lady. It talks about women and what happens when there's a generational decline. So I really would like you to come out and support and see the marvelous work that God is doing. I also want to let you know that our fourth annual women's conference is coming up on June 23rd and 24th in Sacramento, California. You can find out more information on the play at female2woman2lady.com, female2woman2lady.com. You can find out more about the women's conference by going to www.sceoanew.org. So, again, I just want to thank our guest tonight, Prophetess Bree Trigg out of Phoenix, Arizona. We talked about the real you. We talked about you being rejected. We talked about you feeling dejected. And I just want to say, get to know God so you can get to know you, who you are, the truth of who you are, so that you can be delivered, set free, and made whole. Prophetess Bree, we have about 3 minutes. Would you take us out in prayer, my dear sister?
Praise the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Father God, hallelujah. God, your word is excellent. The things that you do are excellent. Father God, we thank you. You said one plant and one water, but Father, you give the increase. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, God, Almighty God, that you would break every chain of fear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the hand of depression. Father, rip it out of the, Father, the fabric of who they are in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you right now. God, we release the spirit of acceptance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Tweak the eyes, tweak the heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. For those that are depressed, somebody's thinking about suicide. Somebody's thinking about it's not worth it. Hallelujah. I can't get it right. Mm-hmm. Father God, we rebuke the hand of suicide. The spirit of suicide, I rebuke you right now. We cast you out and cast you down. Loose your grip in the name of Jesus. But every hearer on this line belongs to God. This is God's property. You are a trespasser. Hallelujah. And we can command you to go. We evict you in the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we lose the joy. We lose integrity. And we lose your life, the life of Christ, upon these here on the phone tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we seal it in the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. Father, meet every need of every hearer here tonight. Answer every question, Father. Let them hear in the quietness of their heart. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen. Go in peace.
Amen, amen. And once again, you've been listening to Sister Talk. Our guest tonight was Prophetess Bree Trigg out of Phoenix, Arizona. Sister Talk airs every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to you joining us next Thursday, God willing, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. To find us on the internet to look at previous episodes, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/sistertalk. www.blogtalkradio.com/sistertalk. Once again, this is your host, Ciola J. Abrams, and we look forward to having you with us next Thursday at 7 p.m. God bless and have a wonderful night. Thank you, Sister Bree. We look forward to having you on again. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.